Hi there, everybody. Welcome to the Principal Entrepreneur. I'm your host and author of the upcoming book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. This is episode 85 of the Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals in school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. In today's episode, we're discussing how to tell if your staff is cheating on you and three ways to know that they're looking elsewhere. It is a hot, muggy summer day here in Michigan, and we are in our summertime break. And I recently lost three of my staff members to a better looking, higher status, and more lucrative district just down the street. I have to admit that the way that I found out wasn't because they were displaying any outward tells, but because they were exposed. These were excellent members of the staff, hardworking, creative, team-oriented, and really dedicated to the students. Once one left, however, the others soon started to follow suit. And the following are the three ways to tell if your staff is leaving you for a better district. They start to get those misty eyes and give those faraway looks. As teachers begin to contemplate leaving, they may begin to display some of these types of behaviors. You might catch them looking fondly at a kid that just a few weeks ago they were furious with and marching down to the office because they wanted that kid out of there. Now you might see them just shake their head and smile and say things like, "Oh, that's just blankety blank. That's what they do," instead of trying to correct that behavior. As staff decides to leave and they start to make these transitions, behaviors that once got on their nerves no longer do because they know that there is an end in sight for them. The next clue is the brilliant student phenomena. This is another sign where teachers are getting ready to leave, because you can see if you are checking their grade books consistently, a sudden uptick in classroom grades. Teachers may begin to take less time grading these papers that are being turned in as they prepare for their next assignment somewhere else. Perhaps there's less of a focus on the correct usage of a comma for the ELA teacher, or capital cities for your social study teacher, or congruence of triangles for your math teacher. These are all indicators that there is a change coming, or there could be a sudden uptick in them turning their grades in on time and their grade book being updated, because now that they know that they're leaving, they want things in order for that next person coming in. These changes in behavior could be signs that your staff has found another prospect. And then the third clue, you get the mopey colleague syndrome, where staff members are feeling a little bit depressed about their upcoming change. More than likely, your entire staff will know before you do that one of your staff members has found another district to go to. You may hear more expressions of black humor or innuendo as you're walking through the halls. There might also be some awkward silences as you walk into a room where three or four teachers are gathered. You might also notice some hugs and then giving away valuables like staplers and rulers or lined paper, just because they no longer need these things because their new district has everything. Or suddenly you have teachers who never got along are now cordial as they realize that just like those students that they couldn't get along with, these staff members that they're leaving, they won't be seeing them anymore either. If you notice this type of behavior, a staff member may be leaving. As principals, we are often the last to know that one of our valued staff members is leaving because they don't want to hurt us. It's not even us. It's them. The other district just might have more to offer. However, if you see these misty eyes and increasing grades and depressed staff members, be prepared to find another staff member. What are some other ways that you can tell if a staff member is leaving? You can share your insights in the comment section on the corresponding blog at my website, How to Be a Great Principal. Just go over there and click on the title of this blog, which is How to Tell If Your Staff is Cheating on You, Three Ways to Know That They Are Looking Elsewhere. If you found this post entertaining and or informative, please share with your colleagues. I'd appreciate it. And if you are a principal listening to this, make sure that you check out the new grant scholarship that is available that honors the hard work that you're putting in on a daily basis, K-12 principals. Again, go to howtobeagreatprincipal.com, click on grant applications, and you will see what you need to do to apply for that grant. For more short articles and tips that support educational leaders, check out my other blogs at howtobeagreatprincipal.com and or pre-order my newest book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. I am giving out free copies of that as it comes out. If you are an auditory learner, you can download my podcast, The Principal Entrepreneur, new episodes weekly. This is Tuesday's edition. We have them coming out on Thursday. And if I'm lucky enough to get in contact with another educational leader who has time, I put those podcasts out on Saturday, and you can check those out on Podomatic or iTunes. If you'd like to join me for a podcast, email me at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. And finally, I am part of a community of supportive principals. Please join our private Facebook group. Just go to the search bar on Facebook, type in The Principal Entrepreneur, and our private Facebook group will pop open, and I will be happy to admit you. That is it for today. Thanks for listening to The Principal Entrepreneur.